So today, during the season of Relent, let's start following Jesus to the cross. As Jesus entered the Jerusalem area for the last time, he performed a significant miracle just outside of town. The miracle centered around a man named Lazarus, who was dead and buried. Today we'll consider Jesus' words to Martha, the dead man's sister. In John chapter 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said to her, Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? And those are powerful, powerful words. I'm going to read them one more time. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." And then he asked Martha, "Do you believe this?" So that day, Martha went out to meet Jesus. Mary, Lazarus' other sister, she stayed home. We'll consider her tomorrow. Martha didn't hide her feelings. She knew that Jesus had power over sickness, and she openly poured out her emotions. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus told her that Lazarus would rise again, Martha thought Jesus was consoling her with some comforting theology, the resurrection of the dead on the last day. But Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life." He's not just a miracle worker. He possessed in his person the eternal power to ensure that no one would ever have to die. "He who believes in Jesus shall never die." That's what Jesus said. The promise of Jesus is eternal life. By the way, eternal life starting today. Trusting in Jesus alone as our Savior allows us to escape death. Okay, our bodies are going to wear down, that's for sure, and they're going to stop functioning at some point. Lazarus died twice. But through Jesus, we have the promise that death has no lasting power over us. We simply pass from life as we know it to eternal life with the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking the sting out of death. Thank you for dying so that we could live. Thank you for the promise that one day we will pass from this life to eternal life. Thank you for being there to lead us home. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.